Ms. Yang Zhongtuan, thank you so much for speaking with us. First, I'd like you to briefly tell us a few things about your job here, such as when did you arrive, how many people do you work with, and what are you in charge of?
Thanks for giving me this opportunity to accept this interview. My name is Yang Zhongtuan. I'm from Beijing 2022 Organizing Committee. On the official second D program, I and the other 30 people, we are dispatched to the POCOC to work with them. Me and my colleague, we're working on the language service program. And right now, from the end of January to the end of February, I've been working with the POCOC team in their translation service office for about 1 month now. In my daily job, I'm mainly in charge of the Chinese proofreading or Chinese English translation in their POCOC official website related to Chinese materials or some newsfeed in the app, or some other materials when they translate into Chinese, they want us to give some official suggestions on if their Chinese is expressed well or very acceptable to Chinese viewers. It's mainly about that. Except for that, when there are some daily briefings or press conference, we will come to listen to our Chinese English simultaneous interpreters to hear if they have already well understood the original text or if they have translated well.
Language service is such a big project. So what would you say is the most challenging thing about this job, about working alongside the Pyeongchang Organizing Committee?
To me, I think before we come here, we knew that our access is all competition venues or MPC, because according to the Olympic Games Language Service Guide, edited by the IOC, language service is composed of translation, interpretation, and language volunteer service. However, after we come here, we know that our access is only in MPC, and we are dispatched only in the translation office, which hinders us from knowing more aspects about how they organize the whole language services. And also the person in charge, which we contacted before we come here, as we know, she is not here anymore, and there are some new persons here. They are very kind to us, but what they give us, I mean, the written text, the written documents, references, or the experience they tell us is a little limited. But however, we can still contact the other person related, who is not in charge, but who has been following the POCOC games for like 3 or 4 years. And we are trying to contact our other secondees in venues or in press operations to get more information as much as possible to help us to build a more stronger and linguistic team in POCOC.
Good job for solving all those problems. Finally, and last question, please, from your perspective, please tell us a few things that you think the Pyeongchang Organizing Committee is doing well or maybe not doing so well that Beijing 2022 can learn from or draw lessons from.
I think what the POCOC has been doing is impressive. It's a lot of things for us to learn. For example, I think in our office, when we're doing a translation coordination, the coordinator, they are using the TPM system, which is called Translation Proofreading Management System, which help us to have a more efficient way to supervise and coordinate all the translation tasks. This is one, creative technology usage. The second part is they have developed several apps like GenieTalk or GoPingChang, some apps, which also they have like 1330 call phone, like call center. You can, foreigners speak other language to get interpretation. Thirdly, according to our experience, when you go to some authorized restaurants in Gangwon-do, the Gangwon-do provincial government, they has issued the official recognized menus, which is written in all Chinese, English, and Korean, three languages. So when foreigners see the menus, they can not only see the cartoons, see the drawings of what, or the pictures of this dish, they can also know what is actually in their native language. So it's better because fewer people knows about what is actually inside this Korean food. I think it's a good initiative. And also, if you go to like the bus terminal or going on the bus, you can see they have both English and Korean languages. And also, I think the Pocock language service team, they are very kind to us. And because it's hard to see, I don't know other functional areas. For us, it's an international team. We are comprised with people from like Canada, UK, Australia, France, Korea, China, Japan, and they are very friendly to us, even though some of them, most of them speak Korean, but we speak Chinese English only, but they make us very warm. I think we will do the same thing to our colleagues in Bocock in next 4 years. But I have to say, it's not a shortcoming, but if you just deal with some normal service people, for example, the traffic volunteers or the safeguard, some of them speak fluent English, but however, many of them, they can only speak Korean. So if you have some difficulty, for example, for the access control into some venues, they cannot tell you why. They just use some gestures to tell you, okay, you cannot come inside, you cannot have a language community with them because they can only speak Korean. You still feel confused. It's not feel home for foreign, even tourists. So I think that's what we are going to working on for next couple years.